1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. Super Tuesday. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump had hoped to run the table on this Super Tuesday, but Nikki Haley stood in his way. ABC News is projecting she will win the Vermont Republican primary. He's projected to win all the other primaries tonight. The former president says he will still focus on the general election.
November 5th, it's right around the corner. November 5th is going to go down as the single most important day in the history of our country.
President Biden's projected to win all of the primaries and Iowa's Democratic caucus. But like his likely Republican opponent this November, he came up short in one contest. ABC News is projecting write-in candidate Jason Palmer will win the Democratic caucus on American Samoa. Utah's Republican caucus and the Alaska preference poll have yet to be decided. This is ABC News. Kentucky's Republican-led Senate has advanced a bill which would allow a parent to seek child support for unborn children, essentially covering pregnancy expenses. The vote, 36-2, it now goes to the Kentucky House. A bill to shield Alabama IVF providers from legal action could be on the governor's desk as soon as tomorrow.
Committees in both the Alabama State House of Representatives and Senate finalizing bills that would give immunity from prosecution or lawsuits to IVF providers in the state. Three major IVF providers pausing services in the wake of Alabama's Supreme Court ruling last month, allowing three couples to pursue wrongful death lawsuits after their frozen embryos were destroyed in a storage facility accident. A spokesman for one of those providers, the University of Alabama at Birmingham Health System, saying, "We are following legislative developments closely." Dave Packer, ABC News.
The airspace in and around Paris will be closed for the opening ceremony of the Olympics this summer. That means all of the airports in Paris will be closed. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Wisconsin Technical College System is set to retire later this year. Dr. Morna Foy has served as the system's president since 2012. She has worked in the state technical college system since the late 90s. There are 16 schools across the entire technical college system with nearly 280,000 students. Foy says that it was an honor to lead the organization. The system will now begin a nationwide search for her successor. Recent rainy weather has somewhat lowered the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the state's midsection is at a low risk of danger, while southern and eastern Wisconsin are still at high risk. 138 wildfires have burned about 300 acres of land in Wisconsin already this year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a day off, the Brewers back at it in spring training baseball with a game today against the Giants, then a split doubleheader tomorrow against the Reds and the Guardians. Milwaukee now 3-6 in Cactus League action, but manager Pat Murphy doesn't want to discourage his young players.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
Hockey, the UW-Madison men's hockey team, getting ready to host the Big Ten playoffs this weekend against Ohio State, the first game Friday night. NBA, the Bucks with a win over the Clippers, 113-106. Damian Lillard scored 41 points and talked about how Doc Rivers has helped out at head coach.
When he came in, he was just like, you guys don't run this, you guys don't run that. Like, this is stuff we hated to guard against you.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars at a few high clouds for the overnight. A north-to-northeast wind and lows in the upper 20s. We'll see plentiful sunshine for Wednesday, highs in the mid-40s. A few clouds gathering for Wednesday night, with our lows dropping to the upper 20s to the lower 30s. Currently 35 degrees.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Wednesday noon till 2, we will review Super Tuesday results with Trey V. Olsen and Pat Kreitlow, plus your call from the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. The Saudis and Putin are scheming to screw Biden's reelection hopes. This is quite a story. This falls into the category of the most underreported story of the week. I'll get to that in just a moment. Also, the foreign governments are spending, well, actually one specific foreign government, spending more than $100 million to sink progressive Democratic candidates in 2024. Say what? And a crazy alert, Trump says that he's going to oppose vaccines for public schools. Ah, yes, make polio great again. In the second hour of our program, Rachel Bitticofer is going to drop by. She has a tough love lesson for Democrats and a new book out. Time to Fight Dirty, she says. We'll talk about that. And also in the second hour of the program, Senator Bernie Sanders calls for a major overhaul to solve the U.S. retirement crisis. So he's not going to be on the show, but I got to tell you all about it. If Congress can bail out the crooks on Wall Street, he said, please don't tell me that Congress can't support a secure retirement for working Americans. In the third hour of our program, the Republican Party will be Trump's new grift, seriously. And a wisdomschool.com alert, why anchoring positive states is useful. I think you're going to find this absolutely fascinating. So, a lot to talk about. I want to start out with and also it's Super Tuesday, you know, which is what's all over the news right now. But of course, it won't be meaningful until the end of the day. Taylor Swift went to Facebook this morning and posted a thing saying, hey, it's Super Tuesday. Be sure to get out there and vote. She didn't, you know, plug any particular candidate. And as soon as she did this, apparently Facebook and Instagram went down. So. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know if there's any relationship between those two things. But anyhow, this is what was in the New York Times on Sunday. And I read this on Sunday. I mentioned it on the air yesterday. And then, you know, yesterday afternoon after I got off the show, I decided to write it for today's daily take over at HartmanReport.com. It was just a remarkable piece, Stanley Reed writing for the business pages of the New York Times, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why it was largely ignored, because, you know, not that many people read the business section, right? Mostly just people involved in business. It wasn't on the front page. It wasn't in the main pages. But this is what Stanley Reed reported. Quote, Saudi Arabia, the de facto leader of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, said Sunday that it would extend their 1 million barrel a day cuts in oil production through June, noting that it was acting in coordination with other states. The other state that they're acting in coordination with would be Russia. Saudi Arabia just cut production, oil production, by 1 million barrels a day. Russia just cut this. I mean, this, they just announced this on Sunday, right? Russia just cut oil production by 471,000 barrels a day. Yes, we are still importing oil from Russia, believe it or not. So here's the deal. Have you noticed the gas prices are rising? Get ready. You ain't seen nothing yet. The bloodthirsty leader of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia loves his dictatorial soulmate, Donald Trump, and is, you know, right now, as in real time, setting the stage to intervene in November's election in a really big way. Much like he did with a smaller test run. Remember the fall of 2022 when gasoline was hitting $5 a gallon? And they, you know, Republicans were putting stickers on gas pumps all over the country with pictures of Biden saying, I did that. Remember that? That was because Saudi Arabia cut oil production, you know, specifically to drive up the price of gasoline so that Democrats would be hurt. And I think you could make a good case that that Saudi intervention in our 2022 midterm elections helped put Republicans in control of the House of Representatives. Well, looks like they're going to double down on it this time, they and Russia. And it could get even weirder, because in 2017, Saudi Arabia made a bid to buy the largest gasoline refinery, the largest refinery in the United States. It's in Port Arthur, Texas. And Donald Trump was president, and, you know, I mean, Congress objected. Right. I mean, Congress objected loudly. In fact, the Senate voted to block the sale. But Donald Trump vetoed that, or ignored that, I guess was more accurate. It was a non-binding resolution, ignored that, and sold the largest refinery in America to Saudi Arabia. So even if they don't cut their oil exports, even if we've got plenty of oil, if you can't convert that oil to gasoline, I mean, this refinery in Port Arthur, Texas, can process 600,000 barrels of oil a day. Now, a barrel contains, if my memory is serving me correctly, I believe a barrel contains 54 gallons. I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm wrong here. I should have looked it up before I went on the air. But in any case, 600,000, let's say it's 50 gallons. Six times five is what, 30? So that's three million gallons of gasoline a day. That's going to have an impact on the U.S. gasoline supply. And when the gasoline supply gets tight, what happens? Prices go up. I mentioned this yesterday. I'll say it again. I'm predicting $6 a gallon gasoline by November, because the Saudis and the Russians are cutting our gas supply, our oil supply, and the Saudis own the refinery in Port Arthur, Texas, that can cut our gasoline supply. So get ready. I mean, this is just a clear, MBS, the dictator of Saudi Arabia, the king of, or the, he's not the king, he's the crown prince, but he runs the country, has literally given billions of dollars to the Trump family. He gave $2 billion to Jared Kushner. We have no idea how much money he gave to Donald Trump. We know that he gave Donald Trump millions by renting, you know, entire floors of his hotel and buying entire floors of apartments from him. Trump has probably received hundreds of millions of dollars from the Saudis. Not to mention, the other one we don't know is how much did they give him for the LIV golf tour? I mean, they paid some of these golfers $100 million to play in the game. Well, they rented the golf courses from Donald Trump. How much did they give him? We don't know. But I'm guessing if they're paying the guys on the greens $100 million, they're probably paying Trump $100 million. So here we have Saudi Arabia that is deeply in bed with the Trump family and desperately wants Donald Trump to be president again. I mean, he broke with tradition. After they gave him all this money, he broke with tradition and made Saudi Arabia the first country he visited when he became president in 2017. This is something that has never happened before. Every president makes their first overseas trip to one of our allies, typically Canada or England. But no, he visited Saudi Arabia and you know, put his hands on that globe. And this was just, you know, just shortly after Saudi Arabia had murdered and disembodied, whatever the word is for chopping somebody up and disposing of their body, Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist who wrote for the Washington Post. He followed that up by organizing an $8.1 billion sale of U.S. weaponry to Saudi Arabia. Again, this requires congressional approval. He ignored it. This from a Frontline report in July 2019. Both chambers have registered the disapproval of the emergency declaration. The Senate voted to block the sale in June. President Trump, however, has pledged to shoot down the measure when it arrives at his desk. And so what happened in 2018 in Trump's midterms? Well, according to retired Saudi oil ministry advisor Ibrahim Al-Muhanna, who wrote a book that was just published a year or so ago titled Oil Leaders, an Insider's Account of Four Decades of Saudi Arabian OPEC's Global Energy Policy, quote, during the midterm election in 2018, President Trump pushed for lower oil prices, meaning gasoline, and he succeeded. In the middle of June 18, the oil price was about $75, and the gasoline price in the United States was more than $3.50. Trump was worried that the GOP might lose the majority in both houses of Congress. The OPEC Plus group, led by Saudi Arabia and Russia, decided in June of 2018 to increase their production by 1.2 million barrels a day. Saudi Arabian production in November rose to more than 11.3 million barrels a day, its highest ever. So to give Trump and the Republicans a boost in 2018 when Trump was president, Saudi Arabia produced 11.3 million barrels a day. Well, they just cut their production down to eight. Now, they're currently at 9 million barrels a day, and they just announced a million barrel a day cut. By the way, when they did that in 2018, it lowered gas prices dramatically, and Republicans did really well in that election. But, you know, now they're going to raise gas prices. So what can Biden do? What can we do about this? Well, first of all, we could nationalize the Port Arthur refinery. It's the crown jewel of U.S. energy security and never should have been sold to a foreign nation. The problem with nationalizing it is it would, A, require Congress, and B, it would take some time. Another step would be to take America back to the oil export policy that was put in place by the Nixon administration. Back in 1973, Nixon banned the export of crude products from the United States. Now, that was ended in 2015 by Congress and President Obama after massive donations from the fossil fuel industry. You could call them bribes. They repealed that ban. So now we're exporting about 4 million barrels of oil a day. If we kept all that oil here in the United States, we'd have really cheap gasoline. And we wouldn't be relying on Saudi exports. Right now, we're only importing a little less than a million barrels a day from Saudi Arabia. So, and both the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times have editorialized that Biden has the power to do this by executive order. And finally, he could get ahead of what the Saudis and Putin are up to by simply telling the American people, look out, you're going to see high gas prices this fall because these people are manipulating the world supply of oil, and the Saudis own the biggest refinery in the United States. Now, the fact of the matter is that Biden's probably not going to do that. It's just, you know, not his strategy typically. So what do we do? Well, we have to tell everybody we know, get ready, so that when these high gas prices happen, instead of blaming Biden, people will blame Saudi Arabia and Russia, which is where the blame should be. So, anyhow, just an FYI, you can read all about it over at HartmanReport.com. It's right at the top of the page here today. It's free. Amazing stuff. Now, on top of this, another foreign government is planning on spending $100 million in our elections.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll tell you about what Israel's up to right after this. Stay with us.
Broadcasting from the Devil's Deck Studios on North Washington, 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGW.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers.
That's right. You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love for a dog? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. We could see a difference. We could see it in their coats. We could see it in their behavior. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your First Nature Splend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM. Welcome back. So it looks like the Israel-America Political Action Committee, AIPAC, well, the headline over at Politico is AIPAC uncorks $100 million war chest to sink progressive candidates. Let that sink in. This is from a story by Elena Schneider and Melanie Mason. A California Democrat running for Representative Katie Porter's seat suddenly became the target of an unexpected barrage of negative ads from the nation's premier pro-Israel group this year. So he emailed a former Michigan representative, Andy Levin, for advice. Levin was ousted from his House seat in 2022 after the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Public Affairs Committee, spent $4 million against him. Levin was one of a handful of Democrats targeted by AIPAC last cycle when the group went after a range of progressive candidates in mostly open House primaries over their criticism of Israel. Most candidates won't be able to survive that spending barrage, Levin said in an interview with Politico, and I'm afraid that they can be quite successful in wiping them out. This cycle, the article notes, they are going even bigger. AIPAC is expected to spend $100 million this year, taking aim at candidates they deem insufficiently supportive of Israel. When did we sanction foreign governments or advocates or spokes groups for foreign governments manipulating American elections? I mean, this is just mind-boggling. AIPAC's biggest targets are members of the so-called Squad, progressive House Democrats. But AIPAC's ambitions are broader, writes Politico. United Democracy Project, the group's super PAC, is monitoring 15 to 20 House races and polling in many of those races. It's also supercharged fundraising on all sides of the conflict. They're going after Rashida Tlaib, of course. She's Palestinian. J Street, which in 2022, J Street is a pro-Israel Jewish lobby that is opposed to Netanyahu. It's a progressive, you know, pro-Israel lobby. They're great people. They've been on this program a number of times. They fought the AIPAC money in 2022. This time, 2024, they just don't have the resources. They said, you know, we're not going to do it. We can't match AIPAC dollar for dollar, said Representative Mark Pocan. Congressman Pocan, who's a critic of AIPAC, he said, most people are extremely turned off by where that money comes from. When you take money from Donald Trump donors, Ron DeSantis donors, then you put it to use in Democratic primaries, clearly it's a disingenuous use of this money. So far, this cycle, AIPAC has bundled at least $11 million for House and Senate candidates or campaigns. Wow. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And a crazy alert on the other side of the break and your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. Super Tuesday. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump had hoped to run the table on the Super Tuesday, but Nikki Haley stood in his way. ABC News is projecting she will win the Vermont Republican primary. He's projected to win all the other primaries tonight. The former president says he will still focus on the general election.
November 5th, it's right around the corner. November 5th is going to go down as the single most important day in the history of our country.
President Biden's projected to win all of the primaries and Iowa's Democratic caucus. But like his likely Republican opponent this November, he came up short in one contest. ABC News is projecting write-in candidate Jason Palmer will win the Democratic caucus on American Samoa. Utah's Republican caucus and the Alaska preference poll have yet to be decided. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. Justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in the door, including passports that let them check out and return books in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaise Burton works at the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars at a few high clouds for the overnight, a north to northeast wind, and lows in the upper 20s. We'll see plentiful sunshine for Wednesday, highs in the mid 40s, a few clouds gathering for Wednesday night, with our lows dropping to the upper 20s to the lower 30s. Currently 32 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. Hey, just wanted to flag something for you. Every now and then I see a particularly good article out there that is worth passing along. Over at the website whowhatwhy.org, like three out of the five things for news, whowhatwhy.org, Jonathan Simon writes, the headline is Donald Trump and the Dictator's Doom Loop. And, he's doing a really good job of defining and describing what's going on with Donald Trump and just how nuts this guy is and what a dangerous choice he is and the kind of damage that he could do to America. I just recommend you read it. Over at Salon, Gabriela Ferragina has another remarkable piece, truly dystopian. Experts worry Trump's school vaccine plan will spark public health catastrophe. Donald Trump came out a couple of days ago and said, or maybe it was yesterday, and said that he will, if he becomes president, he will cut all federal funding for any school district in America or any school in America or college that requires vaccination to get in, which is pretty much all of them, because we really don't want polio and measles and, all these god-awful diseases, mumps and rubella, to be coming back on our children. These diseases kill children. But Donald Trump doesn't care about that. He just wants to suck up to the QAnon weirdos and the right-wing crackpots who are selling, vaccine disinformation and lies as political, to stoke the political fires. It's absolutely bizarre. And I just don't get this. Here's this guy, he's got 91 indictments, he's been convicted of fraud, he's been convicted of rape, he says that he's gonna end vaccinations in public schools. He's a professional grifter. He's had multiple businesses fail. He's lied about pretty much everything in his life. And there are still people voting for him. I mean, we're still looking at basically a tie between him and Biden. Somebody explain this to me. Well, Rachel Bitticoffer will be with us at the top of the next hour. Hopefully she can. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Tom in Irvine, California. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Yeah. Yes. Hi. You mentioned about the 2018 midterms and how the Republicans did well because of the lower gas prices.
Well, Democrats actually did very well in that election in some regards, but there were also some Republican races that I think Republicans won that they probably wouldn't have won had the gas prices not been so high. I should have given a more nuanced explanation. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I get that. Yeah, because they actually took over the House.
Right, you're right. Yeah, right. The Democrats did.
And then also you mentioned Katie Porter's district, which is my district.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman that's running is Dave Minn. He's a Democrat, but he's being opposed by another Democrat who's kind of shady, although she's apparently got some Democratic endorsements. But Dave Minn's officially endorsed by the Democratic Party in the state.
Right.
And so they might split the vote. And then, of course, the Republican's going to get all of his support, all of his party support.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
Well, you're talking... You still have a top two primary there, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But, but the more shady Democrat may end up winning the second spot because the Republican's going to win one spot.
Right. And the shady Democrat is the one that AIPAC is supporting, right? Or the progressive Democrat is the one they're attacking, I guess would be the more appropriate...
Right. Joanna Weiss is the name of the shady Democrat, at least I think so.
By your definition.
Right. And then one last thing, your guest in the second hour, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
I have a saying. Remember how Michelle Obama used to say, when they go low, we go high?
Right.
I say, when they go low, let's kick them in the head and step on their throat.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, when they go low, let's kick their ass, but close enough. I'm with you, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you. We need to fight fire with fire. Thank you so much. Brett in Seattle. Hey, Brett, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wish that Facebook hadn't gone down. But that's all right. Because... I will, instead of leaving that in the comments, I will just tell you what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that somebody could make a sticker to put on gas pumps with a picture of Trump flanked by MBS and Vladimir Putin pointing up and saying, we did that.
Well, apparently that would get him more votes, at least from Republican voters. They're clamoring for Ukraine to be handed over to Putin.
Well, it's the independent voters we're after.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah, it's a good idea, Brett.
And finally, I'd like to just say, I hope that Joe Biden would assign SEAL Team 6 to protect the Supreme Court justices as they ponder whether or not Donald Trump has immunity from his crimes.
Right. This is going to be an interesting one, but it's not even going to start until April 22nd. Excellent point. Brett, thank you very much. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi, you know, the thing about the if Biden could do an executive order to cease imports from foreign sources such as Saudi Arabia and Russia, and then just demand that oil consumption here in the U.S. be used to fund for the circulation of gasoline purposes.
Yeah, the key would not be to stop imports. It would be to stop exports. We're producing 4 million barrels a day that we're exporting 4 million barrels a day. We're only importing about 2 million.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be the case. And then, to stop exports. And then he would just claim, I have absolute immunity to do that. And then see if he gets challenged. You know, that way that might move up the absolute immunity deal to the Supreme Court faster than April 22nd.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. So, there you go. Good one, Mark. Good one. I love a sense of humor on a... in a dark political season. Thank you, Mark. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
So, Tom, the ruling yesterday is the first step in notching out a little special notch for Trump's immunity, and this is how it works.
Okay.
Okay, so our textualists on the court, our lovely right-wing textualists, just inserted text into the 14th Amendment, Section 3, saying that only Congress can impose this disability.
Right.
Okay. No.
Whereas the actual text says only Congress can remove the disability.
No. It only says Congress may remove this disability.
Exactly.
It doesn't say that only Congress can. That's the point. That's a really subtle point. It doesn't say that only Congress can move the disability. It just says that Congress may remove this disability,
right,
which means that other powers might be able to remove the disability,
such as a
state.
Or a state,
a court, possibly.
Sure.
But look at it this way. We're talking about powers like the states. So if we take their insertion of what they're really saying is that only Congress can impose the disability. It doesn't say, the amendment doesn't say who can impose the disability, right? It just says Congress can remove it.
Right.
Okay, but now they're saying only Congress can impose it.
Right.
Okay. Do we presume that that's by the two-thirds majority, like it says, to remove it? Or are they deferring to Section 5, which says Congress shall have the power to enforce by appropriate legislation the provisions of this article?
Right.
Because if they're saying by appropriate legislation, that means it's a bill. It has to have a bill that gets signed by the president.
Right.
Okay, the other one doesn't. Congress can remove it by the two-thirds vote, a two-thirds majority in both houses.
Right, so which doesn't require the president's signature.
That's right. That's not legislation.
Yeah.
So let's look at it this way. This is how you can tell when something's a myth, like the way they prove in mathematics. The way you can prove or disprove something is assume it's true and then see what kind of inconsistencies you run into. Okay, so let's say Congress imposes this disability upon Trump. Are the states compelled to comply with it? In other words, do all the states have to remove Trump from the ballot? No, they don't. The states can run their elections and say, we're keeping him on. Okay, now here's how they get to the immunity. They're saying that Congress so far has not imposed the disability, and therefore January 6th is nothing more than legitimate political discourse. And you can't prosecute legitimate political discourse until Congress says it is. It isn't political illegitimate.
Right.
And Congress hasn't done that. And so at this point, Donald Trump, it's just a matter of free speech until Congress says it's not. That's what they really set up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point, Paul.
That's what they're doing here. They're carving out a little notch without actually having to address the presidential powers and immunities. They're just carving out this little notch. What they did was they did what I said they should have been done, that this is a political question, and they should have done nothing. But what they did was they took powers out away from one of the powers, which is the states, and they lay it all on Congress in language that doesn't exist in the 14th Amendment, saying only they can do it. And since they haven't really even said there is an insurrection, because Congress is so divided, they're not going to.
Right.
Neither would they be able to remove the disability if Colorado had imposed it,
right.
Which they did. So they said, this is a political question which no one has acted on, and so there really was no insurrection. There was no foul because Congress never said there was.
Yeah. Good point. And let's keep in mind that the House of Representatives right now is being run by an insurrectionist.
I mean,
but Mike Johnson was the guy who coordinated the 137 Republicans in the House of Representatives who voted not, you know, who voted against Joe Biden to be president, to certify his win. So, yeah, excellent points, Paul. The Supreme Court essentially rewrote the Constitution, and America is the worse for it. Paul, thank you. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your calls.
Broadcasting from the Devil's Deck Studios weekday afternoon from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGW.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, THOM.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alma Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine, and I also love Super Beats Heart Chews. I get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with my Super Beats Heart Chews. I've been taking them for almost a decade now. I keep them by the bed so I don't forget. Effective, Super Beats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied from Super Beats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based and no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com to get this exclusive offer. TomLovesBeets.com. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Dennis in Aptos, California. Hey, Dennis, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to let you know, March 18th, I've got surgery to remove half my left lung.
Good luck, Dennis.
Yeah. Well,
God bless.
Well, you know, I mean, they're going to take out the part that's got the tumor in it. So I've been fine. I've been doing great. I refereed a rugby game on Saturday.
Great.
You wouldn't think I'm sick. Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to say that it seems that the Supreme Court has given themselves the power to take any of the amendments of the Constitution and just rip them to shreds.
Or rewrite them.
They don't exist. Rewrite them, yeah, reinterpret them, whatever. Yeah. But I think this is a dangerous precedent. What are they going to do now? Change the one about term limits for presidents?
They've been doing this ever since the Republicans took over the Supreme Court in the 1970s. I mean, they've rewritten the law, the Wagner Act, the National Labor Relations Act, to make it harder for people to unionize. They've rewritten the Voting Rights Act. They've rewritten the Civil Rights Act. They've rewritten certainly parts of the Constitution. They completely rewrote the Second Amendment. Absolutely, Dennis.
Well, one more thing. Schiff, Adam Schiff, was on this local public radio station in San Francisco, KALW, last week. Boy, did he take a rash of you-know-what from callers.
Really?
Over Gaza.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I was listening.
Yeah.
I was listening. And, it's a show that's on at 10 a.m.
So he's still supporting Israel?
I wasn't listening to your show at the time. People were giving him a rash of it over his support of Israel. And, he brought up, tried to say, that there's definitely a lot of people getting killed in Gaza. He wouldn't call it a genocide, of course.
Yeah.
But
I'm guessing he's afraid of AIPAC.
Well, I would think so. One thing, though, that really kind of ticked me off was that he started rambling on about the what happened on October 7th, which was horrific.
Right.
But now, again, I heard this morning on Democracy Now, nothing has been really corroborated about whether any of these Hamas terrorists beheaded babies or did all these mass rapes on women. That hasn't really been corroborated yet. And
I believe the rapes have been.
Well, yeah, that could have been, but I don't know about the other. But, you know, he really started emphasizing that.
Sure.
And to me, it's like this. 1,500 Israeli people got killed that day. So we've had 30,000 Palestinians now killed. So what? An Israeli life is worth 30 times more than that of a Palestinian?
That's certainly the position taken by some of the right-wingers in Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet and in the Likud party.
That's Nazi.
I know.
That's straight-out Nazi.
Well, I wouldn't call it Nazi, but I'd say it's disgusting.
Well,
it's inhumane.
Know, I mean,
it's not a recognition of the humanity of other people.
Well, it's definitely under the fascist thinking that our side, we're better, we're superior.
This is Netanyahu playing to a group of racists and bigots who keep him in power, and he's desperately trying to keep in power because the guy is so corrupt, he knows that the moment he loses his power, he goes to prison. I mean, that's what's going on, Dennis. So let's leave it at that. Dennis, thank you for the call. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, y'all.
Remember,
Trump prefers... he prefers chaos, even when a little planning could give him success and order. But I called to remind you that Trump is a plagiarist among his crimes. Like every time he wants to undermine, getting vaccines, he's ripping off Michelle Bachmann. There's that stupid idea that it has anything to do with autism. Mm-hmm. But also, if you remember the show Dallas and the cliffhanger Who Shot J.R., there was a subplot where the good brother finances the purchasing of a refinery. And rather than congratulate him, the bad brother just flares up his sibling rivalry all over again. Hmm. So this refusal to get a refinery in the oil business is just another lazy ripoff by Trump, who still thinks he's back in 1980, back to the days of Dallas and Who Shot J.R.
Yeah. I'm surprised that, frankly, in 2017, when Trump failed to block the sale of that refinery to the Saudis, there wasn't more national outrage about it. I mean, the Senate did vote to say, no, you can't do this, and he just ignored it. But, I'm guessing that 95% of Americans have no idea that Saudi Arabia controls the largest refinery in America, that's capable of producing millions of gallons of gasoline a day. David, thank you. Thank you very much. Wow. Rachel Bitticofer will be with us on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. That's not to love, but I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote.